A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tik Ten Fit Talmud. Chulin Samach Zayin. Chulin 67A. Pagination is 133. We're starting towards the bottom of the page, about 11 lines up. The beginning of the line is Nami Lo Seichel, and then we begin with Amar Rav Huna. We know that in a general sense, what we're looking for by fish, by creatures of the water, is that they should have the signs of fins and scales. That basically excludes much of what is found living in water. Amar Rav Huna said, Lo lishvi inish shichra v'tzivyasa b'urta. A person should not sift beer at night. Dilma parish l'el mitzivyasa, lest the creature that we're discussing, that we're concerned about, that it's not kosher, that you're going to end up drinking it, it might climb on the sifter. It's going to separate from the water as you're pouring, and you're not going to realize. It's going to climb on the sifter, on the chips. V'ada nafal l'kosa, and then it'll fall into the cup. V'ava over mishum sheretz ha-sheretz ala-aretz, and then you'll be in violation of the sheretz, this creature that crawls on the earth. Now, Rav Huna is saying something very sophisticated, and we need to dissect it. Why isn't there a problem with eating this crawly thing, even if it didn't separate? Why is it only a concern not to do it at night, because it might fall out of the water, crawl on the chips, and then fall back in? So their sifters were made of chips of wood. So that's what we're talking about. It walks on the sifter and then falls back in. And the concept over here, which is very important and fundamental, as much as we don't typically rely on this, but there is a very distinct fact in the mitzvah not to eat insects, not to eat creatures, that if this creature was created, so to speak, it started microscopic, it was created for all intents and purposes, in its place of living, in its place, there are situations where the item is actually not forbidden until it walks, until it's a shoretz ala aretz, until it walks in the regular way on the earth. And therefore, these creatures that are apparently born, they're created from microscopic egg stage in this beer, they actually would be permitted to be drunk, provided that they never went ahead and detached from the liquid. And as long as they're attached to the liquid, they're going to be permitted to be consumed. To appreciate this, let's jump to Shulchan Aruch, Siman Pei Dalid, Se'if Aleph. Shiratzim hagidelim b'mayim shebekelim. If you have creatures that grow in the liquid that's in vessels, they're not in the sea, they're not in the open area, they're contained. Shocha v'shose mehem, a person would be able to put his lips to the container and drink directly, and you wouldn't have to worry about bugs that are in there if these bugs are created inside this liquid. The Rama says, also, you would not be able to draw it out and then drink it. You can't pull it out into a spoon. And as our Gemara describes, once it hits the strainer and is in the regular environment, then it already becomes forbidden, and then if it falls back in, it would be forbidden and you're not allowed to have it. And that's why you shouldn't do this at night, because you wouldn't realize that it's happening. Now, normally, we're really not into having bugs, even with these heterim, but we're aware that sometimes it would affect our very great diligence not to have insects if we knew that these particular types of insects are really not forbidden to begin with. The example in New York City water is the copepods, where New York City water, uniquely, there are only a handful, I think three cities in the entire country that do not have filtered water, because the water coming in is so clean from their reservoirs that it's considered acceptable according to health standards without filtration. So New York City water is notable that it's not filtered, and therefore it has these copepods, which are natural to this water and grow in the water. According to some, therefore, Rav Belsky notably wrote a tshuva about this to explain the lenient approach. These copepods could actually be consumed as long as there's no interruption in the water flow and they're never out of that area that, we'll use the word, ribisaihu, their normal habitat. Others maintain, for a variety of reasons, that the case of a very large reservoir doesn't qualify for this leniency, but this is the starting point for this discussion, because indeed there's such a thing that you could have what looks like a bug, but because it's an original habitat, it actually might be permitted, or at least, let's say it diplomatically, not forbidden. Asks the Gemara, last word of the small lines, Ihachi b'manenami, why aren't you concerned, even during the daytime, in a regular cup that has these bugs in the beer that was described? Dilma parish ledafna demane vada nafa lemane. Maybe this bug will go to the side of the cup, climb out of the water, and then fall back into the water. Why aren't you worried about that? What kind of leniency is this? It's totally unreliable. You're only worried at night. It climbed out on the strainer. All the time it's not reliable. And the Gemara answers, Hasam hainu ribisei. That's good for it. That's its normal habitat. That's the way it works. It climbs a little out, it goes back in. That's normal still. But if it would climb out and would be outside the vessel and need a new act to climb back in, that's a whole different thing. This discussion is, as you can imagine, relevant as well to the discussion of the anacassis worm that's found in fish. And if it started microscopic within the fish, it could very well be permitted, even though it's a noticeable worm if you look at it during under the proper lighting. But if it was ingested from the sea and then grew bigger, in the way that when it was ingested, it was noticeable, it was of a size that needed to be discussed, then we would be in a very different place, because at one point it was forbidden and then it got bigger. And this is also mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Again, a lenient approach was outlined by Rav Belsky, who discussed it in the context of Shulchan Aruch, but this is the starting point for this discussion. If you take a look at the bottom line of the page, we have this discussion regarding vegetables as well. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Kishus, you have a cucumber or cucumbers, Shehit Lia, that became wormy. Bi'iveha, while they're still attached, while it's still attached to the ground. Asura, that's going to be forbidden. Mishum asheretz hashoretz ala aretz, because it's a creature that crawls on the ground, because inside the cucumber is part of the ground, because it's attached to the ground. So it's included in the ground. And we actually have something particular that we look out for called a leaf miner, where you could see the tracks of the insect in the surface, for example, of scallions. In any case, that's considered shoritz hashoritz ala aretz, because it happened while it was attached. If it happened when it was detached, meaning there was some sort of eggs there or whatever, microscopic, but then it became noticeable and something we would have to deal with because it could be observed. The copepods, by the way, that we discussed, if a person takes water and puts it through a strainer, at some point you stop pouring the water, you look at the strainer. I'm told a spaghetti strainer works well for this. And just look and you'll see these things. So if it would happen once it's detached from the ground, then indeed it's not forbidden because it never did shoretz hashoretz al ha'aretz. You look at Rashi on the third line, hislia la'achar mikan, after it was detached, muteres, it's going to be permitted, ashetetze la'avir, until it comes out of the vegetable and walks in the world. Take a look a quarter of the way down, middle to end of the line, Ba'i Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the following question. Pirsha, what would happen if it detached from the vegetable? That means it became an insect inside the vegetable after the vegetable was detached, somehow in storage. It ends up happening. And now it comes out, umesa, and died right away, so that it never actually crawled in the world. Mahu, what's the halacha? Likewise, miktsasa mahu. If only part of it came out, and then it went back in, you want to know if you can eat the vegetable without checking it. And finally, la'avir ha'ola mahu. If the bug came out, but never crawled, because while it's still in the ear, the person eats it. He shakes it straight into his mouth. Teku, the question stands. Not sure that this is appetizing to us, but it will make a difference in our discussions regarding how well one is obligated to check a certain application. Again, it's a very new concept to many people, but the concept that if it's still in its original habitat, and that's where it became the insect, the bug, then it would be permitted if it meets certain parameters. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.